Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Creativity Insights Podcast. Today, we are going over creativity and computer science. I have a few questions lined up, and let's get started.
How is computer science creative?
So computer science is a very creative major, depending on how you look at it. But I've also heard certain reviews on it saying that it might not actually be as creative as some people think. It all depends on the perspective that you look at it with. Plenty of the students that I've talked with and my peers have said computer science in day-to-day is extremely creative in that it's problem-solving in the most efficient way possible, which sometimes requires you to think a little bit harder than you might normally. Computer science, for those who don't know terribly much about it, is essentially using logic on computers to solve problems, and that could range from doing simple addition to creating entire databases. All of this is done through the ones and zeros that create computers, and it's computer scientists' job to format those in such a way that you're able to do it. So to students, it's an extremely creative thing because you're working specifically with how to be the most efficient. That being said, I've also heard some opinions from some of the faculty here at JMU that computer science itself isn't necessarily the creative part of projects that use computer science and programming, but it's a tool in order to be creative in other fields. For instance, I was talking with Professor Duan here, who works in the computer science faculty in that department. And she was saying that for some of her research, of which I know a fair bit about, she's working with the geographical sciences department. And so the computing and programming that she's doing isn't necessarily creative, but it definitely helps the GS department be very creative. So I think it all depends on how you look at it and how you can see perspective for it. I think another good example is AI, and how AI are creative programs and all of that.
What is the best example of creativity in computer science to date?
I think I would have to say it's AI. AI is essentially the way that humans have gone into a computer and tried to replicate a human mind, in that it'll think through certain situations with previous data that it's been given. For that, it would be thinking through, or in comparison to a human, though, be thinking through the situation given your senses, and while also using your memory. I think it's a really creative version, or it's a really creative product of computer science, and it definitely is. As far as we've gotten so far, I think that it's so applicable to many different problems, and it definitely widens the ability of creativity for all computer scientists. And it's still able to be built upon, and that's what makes it great, is that it's such a broad topic.
Is AI the most creative that computer scientists will get?
So when I was talking with Professor Duan, we actually decided that it probably will not be the most creative thing of computer scientists. She had mentioned that one thing that computer scientists always neglect as far as limitations are the hardware, and that the hardware has been, or hardware research has basically been stagnant for quite a while now. But essentially, once you get past that hardware limitation, and once we actually make maybe some new additions to how we build our computers and work our computers, then there's possibility for something even more creative and insane, frankly, than AI. I think that it'll be extremely cool to see, but we're not sure when that actually will come. I think that currently we might be at the cap for creativity as far as broad topics in computer science, such that AI might be the only thing that this hardware can encapsulate. But once we do get hardware upgrades, I do think that there will be a new burst of creativity in computer science, maybe a new era for it. All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening. This has been the Creativity Insights Podcast by James Agresto. Interviewer is Gavin Barrow. We'll see you next time. Thank you.